Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. My guest today is still award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, William Becton. Now, many of you may know him from his major crossover hit, urban and gospel hit, Be Encouraged, and he's currently celebrating the 25th anniversary of that groundbreaking song with a 2020 remix and a forthcoming album, Broken 3, and then he's going to tell us some more about an installment on that. So welcome, welcome, my brother William Becton. I am doing good. Now, you know, we go way back. We're not going to say how far way back.
Nah, because you tell our age, yeah, I don't want to do that.
I will say that it was like during the time that I was hosting this internationally syndicated gospel entertainment news show called Inside Gospel. And then we'd see each other on the road when you had broken out.
Yes.
You've
always been the same. Always been the same.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I try to be the daughter my parents raised me to be. Now, what's going on, and where are you, and how are you doing during these turbulent times? We've got the pandemic going on, the death of George Floyd at the hands of a now former police officer in Minneapolis, protesting, some would consider rioting, protesting gone bad. So how are you handling all of this, and I believe you're in Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm originally from D.C., and I relocated to Charlotte from, been a long time, 15 years ago, to pass this, took a sabbatical from the industry, and you asked me how I'm doing. It's almost, for me, almost like I lived this before, you know, like the Twilight Zone TV show that used to come on years ago. It's almost like I've been here before, maybe not the specific situations, but I know I've been in this place where we felt these emotions before. It is such a pivotal time in American history, just a pivotal time in the history of the church as it relates to society. So, yeah, I've never seen this before, man, you know, but yes, I have seen it before.
I'm getting it. It's like a deja vu.
It is. You know, as we were talking earlier, this is the 25-year anniversary of my entry into the gospel music industry professionally. I've been actually doing music for 30 years, but I wrote the first Broken record. You know, it was a divinely inspired project that the Lord dropped into my spirit. You know, one day I was working in the PG County school system and teaching music in a Catholic school, and kids are just running all around the room because the Lord has spoken prophetically to me revelations that were just flowing musically around every aspect of brokenness. And from the time that I started writing, I wrote through some amazing things. 25 years ago, April 25 years ago, we witnessed the first terrorist attack on American soil that simply changed our lives and our perspectives. A massive heat wave was going through the Midwest, and many were dying. And it fast forward 25 years later, we're in a pandemic, and now we are witnessing racial injustice. And that's what I mean when I say, it seems like I felt this before. You know, it just, you know, I felt this chaotic situation going on in the world, and I have also felt that God was raising up leaders and artists in their various areas to minister and to help to calm the temperature and to balance the temperature. And I like to believe that I'm one of those artists that teachers that are going to do that very thing.
Well, speaking of calming effects and music and gospel, I texted you and then we talked thereafter. Wasn't a little while back, you know, we're under the stay-at-home order, that I was listening or watching the live stream service of Friendly Temple Church in St. Louis with Bishop Michael Jones as the pastor, and he just started singing, Be Encouraged. And I remember texting you about that. Like, William, look, their stream is, your song is on this live stream, Be Encouraged. And I understand that a number of stations around the country are using that song, which is 25 years old, your 25th anniversary, still using that song to usher in some peace to people's souls, to calm them down during these crazy times.
And that's the piece that is refreshing. And I often say this, God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time, but he's always. When the Lord speaks a word to you, it's a very in-time word, no matter what season you are in your life. In other words, what I'm saying is God is outside of time. We see everything as years ago, it's still relevant right now because it was a God word. It was a God message. Now, I have done it both ways. I have written out of my person, and that's good, and that's cool. I've seen things, and I've written, and I've printed things, and I've written, and nothing is wrong with that, that inspiration. But when God gives you a divine message, it comes from the well of God, the stream of God, and it's never late. It's never outdated. That's why we can pick up a Hawkins record and, you know, Love Alive. We go back, listen to it. May not have listened to it for a while, but we listen to it and go, song is just as powerful then as it is now. And I'm thankful that the Lord did that with the broken record and being encouraged with broken one and then the broken two and the broken three, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that music came from the well of God.
Amen. Amen. And you mentioned those Hawkins in there. I was talking to a friend the other day, and it was about like Walter Hawkins' song, Thank You. It is still relevant.
It's still relevant. It's never not going to be relevant. And the test of that is, you know, in my case with Be Encouraged, whenever there is something that happens traumatic, a natural disaster, racial injustice, you know, no matter where I am, I could be Charlotte pastoring, I could be somewhere else, but that song comes back to the forefront because it was a God message. It is a God message, and it will be a God message.
Now speaking of songs and the industry, how has that changed since you released your debut album 25 years ago?
Now, songs or the industry? Because, you know, well, they both have changed, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, one goes hand in hand with the other, right?
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, ultimately, yes. I am a fan of the young artist today. Their talent is amazing. I'm not going to say in being true, I'm a fan. I want to make sure I say that of their talent and gifting so many amazingly anointed artists. But I am a little not so. I'm going to choose my words carefully here. There,
be very careful.
I'm not sure all of the song structures appeal to me.
Okay,
the songs appeal to me. Wow, but I'm not sure they do. The talent does, because it seems to me, and I'm old school, and I'm not just being just a lackadaisical old schooler that will say, oh, it was better back in the day. It just seems that we put more time and more oil in what we produced than what I hear today. It's quick, it's fast, it's in and out. No, I mean, it takes, we live in a pre-fast age, and the songs that were written, like the Hawkins and like the Winans and like the Clarks, it's just wrote, and those artists wrote songs that are revelatory, they stand a test of time. So we find in our industry today, things I hear, they and they're gone tomorrow. It's a prefab age. It's a cookie cutter age. And I think we're coming back around with what's going on in our culture now, where we need things that have oil on it. We need things that have revelation in it. We need songs that are going to move us spiritually. It's almost like we produce the emotion out of the music.
One of my other friends was saying something about he felt that the anointing was missing. I don't know. What do you think?
I think we've, you know, and that's a loose term, because when I say oil, I am referring to the anointing, but I need to make sure I'm very descriptive in my phrasing. Because the anointing is simply an endowment of power that's been given, an endowment of power to do a certain thing. So the Bible calls Lucifer in Ezekiel 28 the anointed cherub that covered God, the anointed cherub that covered God. Interesting. But it presupposes that when God gives you something, he doesn't take it back. So if I'm gifted and I'm anointed, I have an endowment of power to do this, I could do it for something evil, I could do it for something godly. I mean, because that gift and that power is on me. But what I am saying is that we're producing songs that don't have the perspective of God and the emotional content married together to actually move someone, you know, to actually say. It's one thing to listen. Have you ever heard preaching and a preacher preaches and delivers the word, and you go, oh, that was a great word. Did you hear so-and-so preach? Oh, he preached. Then sometimes you can hear another person preach, and they go, you know what, I'm getting ready to go do what he just said or what she just said. Different response.
Okay.
I like that. It's nice. I'm getting ready to go do what that other guy just said or that other woman just said. You know, different perspective, different outcome.
Because some may, I guess you could be saying that some of it pushes you to action, and other, you know, may not make you make a change to your life, but it makes you feel good in the moment.
It makes you anyone that you know knows God that can get a prayer through. You got to.
Amen. I got you.
When you're hurting, you're going to go. If you have a toothache and the tooth is hurt, the tooth is hurting bad. You ever had a bad toothache? I know I have.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to the dentist. I'm not going to a cardiologist. I'm not going to any other doctor. I'm going to the dentist. And guess what? I'm going to stay there until he sees me. I'm going to wait till he comes out to see me because I know he has in his office the thing that will fix my toothache. Either tooth is either coming out or he's going to inject something in my jaw that's going to take that toothache away. He has the credentials. I see it on the wall. And I've been to him before, so I know he can fix this. That's what I mean about the go-to. When I trouble in my spirit, there's certain songs I go to. There's time tests or certain artists that I know produce that effect. See, I want to be one of those artists that produce that effect. Now, whether I have achieved that is left to the... but that's what I want to be.
Well, I want to be that. Okay, well, I do have this to say to that. I think that you have given us music that does resonate through our souls and that we use at times like this to calm us, to speak to our spirit, to let us know God's got us, to let us know everything's going to be all right, and to tell us to be encouraged.
Yeah, I'm glad about that, Lynn, and I thank you for saying that. I think that the second part of the original question is, I address the songs, but the problem with the whole picture is that we live in an industry that is not necessarily promoting those things. See, you got to experience the oil to know whether or not oil is on something. And so we're in an industry where decisions are made concerning music, you know, that might be made by people who might not be aware of what comes from the well of God. And so they might be people who have the power to put certain things before the masses. So we live in a different industry today than we did some years ago. It used to be the person that controls gospel in all of our outlets was someone that was in church or someone that was familiar with that. You know, we live in a different day now where, you know, we cross genre music. And I myself, I'm producing music that is gospel, is praise and worship, but I'm also coming on the scene with music that encompasses love and relationship because I know what it's like to love, I know what it's like to lose and loss, and I know what it's like to want to love again. So that encompasses life. Just like in scripture, we have a book that tells us how a man should love a woman and a woman should love a man, and doesn't mention God one time. So I think that this is while it's a different time, it's also, let me say, a very exciting time, especially for an old schooler like myself. And I say old schooler lightly, man, because I feel like to think I'm 27 years old, even if my joints don't.
the mind and the spirit says one thing, but the bones tell you something else.
They say something else. Hey, listen, when I talked to you a few weeks ago, you were telling me you were going on your run and your walk. Now, I used to play basketball with him now at the YMCA, and my ego would get the best of me. And I played with him, and then I played with a Charlotte Panther who at the time, and he was a big boy, you know, very, very famous. Not going to call his name.
Okay.
And boy, I was playing just like I used to do. I used to ball in high school. I'm pushing and shoving and pushing and shoving, and I'm hacking and fouling and have my game face on. By the time I hacked that young boy about four times, he turned around and said, "Okay, Reverend, we're going to play football? Okay." I said to myself, "Oh, my God, I got myself in some trouble now."
Oh, now speaking of your music, before we you know get to some more chit chatting here, because you know we will. Now let's talk about Broken 3. Why do you wanted to do this 2020 remix? And then you have an installment of the music. So talk to me all about that.
Vision have their appointed time, and though they tarry, wait on it because it will surely come. That's what the Bible declares. And this is something that has been in the making for 15 years. The Lord spoke this actually longer. The Lord spoke this to me in 2002 when I released Broken, the second Broken installment, which no one ever heard. So he said, "Son, you're going to always do Broken records because broken means forcibly fractured, shattered, torn into pieces." You know, people in church and their lives are fractured. Lord said, time to write again, because I took a sabbatical for 15 years. I got upset at this industry that we're just talking about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My name is William. Last name is Beckham, but my first name is William. I did what another William did. Bill Withers. William Withers, who just passed away. Bill Withers got so frustrated with the things that he was enduring that he decided to leave the industry. And for 25 years, we didn't hear anything from a man who has had more re-recorded material than many artists, you know, and Lean On Me and Grandmama's Hand, all that, you know. He left the industry for 25 years. When I read his life story, I was like, wow, I'm not the only one who felt that. I'm not the only one who went through some industry ills. I'm not the only one. But God said, now it's time to return. And so I returned with this record and this revelation around a completely different aspect of brokenness. And when I realized that I was coming up on 25 years of celebration of the first broken record, I said, I'm going to do a remix to this and in the time in which we live to make it current. And the Lord has blessed me to work with some many talented artists, super artists. And I worked with MC Hammer and Kenny Lattimore in my career and many artists. I did a session with a gentleman that is probably one of the most underrated male vocalists of our time, is the late Ollie Woodson, former lead singer of The Temptation. And we did a session in 2000, and it was amazing. I mean, he just came in and just laced the tracks up and down. It was just phenomenal. When I went back to the tracks and I heard what he was saying some 20 years later, it was prophetic to now. It's like I said before, when something comes from the will of God, it's never outdated. It's revelation then, it's revelation now, it's revelation forward moving. And the Lord said, now, no, the Lord didn't say this. I started working on it, and I was going to flip the song and take it a completely different way. Some of my industry colleagues said to me, now, you don't really want to take it too far. Don't go back and
and don't mess with it too much now.
Don't mess with it too much. Produce it in the vein in which you wrote the song, because people love being encouraged for certain things. So I kept the original lead vocals on it to a point, but then I put Ollie on, and Ollie transforms the track into something amazing that no singer could do what he did. And then I added my vocals on there, and what the Lord told me there, I know that was God. He said, "Say, just tell the people to keep breathing."
Wow.
And that's a revelation we'll talk about later in the conversation if you bring it back, but there's revelation in that.
It certainly is, right? During this time? Yes. All right. Then so, what about this installment of Broken?
Oh, I'm silent.
Yeah. You know, the Holy Ghost came over you and you just went on and...
I just went on and on, because when I get to talking to you about ministry, we just do this all the time. I mean, we were set at the conferences and the workshops and the conventions, and we just talk life and ministry, and it never gets old. It's always fresh. But Broken 3 is going to be compiled, because, again, I'm an old schooler, but music is still relevant, so you have to find a way to allow millennials, or give millennials a taste and experience, allow them to experience the anthology of material that the Lord has birthed through you. So I'm compiling a project called The Broken Trilogy. So there's Broken 3, the new record, but it's a part of a greater body called The Broken Trilogy. So the project is going to be released with Broken 1 and Broken 2 attached. So it's almost like an anthology record, but I'm still alive.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So when can we get this music? Where can we find your music? And where can we find you on social media?
Well, you can find me at Bechtoveen, Bechtoveen, at both Facebook and Instagram. And the Be Encouraged 2020 remix is available on all digital outlets. We're going to release another single before we release the anthology record. So when I say I'm going to be delivering music to the forefront, I'm going to be delivering music to the forefront for the rest of this year and into next year. There will be something coming from William Beckham quite frequently, because I've been silent for a long time now. Time to talk now.
Yeah, we've had conversations about that. Time to talk after, you know, you get discouraged. Now we still need to be encouraged. It's your time to speak again.
Absolutely. Sometimes that's the relationship and walking with God does that. I mean, I've been walking with the Lord now in about 40, but let me stop talking.
Yeah, no, you don't talk. Don't talking too much now.
No, my point. you learn to go through valley experiences, wilderness experiences. You know, it's amazing. In Scripture, God tells David that he's going to be the next king, but then he's on a run. And then he goes into the cave of Adullam. And, you know, so what I'm saying is we go through seasons, and sometimes there's a season where God puts us aside and, like, no, go on the backside of the desert there, and you're going to be silent. You're going to go through some things, and I'm going to infuse some things into you. And then I'm going to bring you forth at a time when there is no one else that can do what you do the way you do it. You're not the only one doing it, but no one's going to be able to do it the way I want you to do it. And God has pieces in place. He has a lot of pieces in place. And when we understand that our gifts are for a certain time, and our gifts are for other people, and other people's gifts are for us, and we bring those gifts together, then we come into the manifold wisdoms of God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor William Becton, and I'm Lynn Woods, and you can find me, Lynn, on Twitter at LINWOODS. That's Lynn Woods, LINWOODS at Twitter. That's at Twitter. And again, thank you, Pastor Becton, for joining us today on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button right now so that you will never, ever miss another episode of this podcast. William Becton is going to take us on out with his Be Encouraged 2020 remix featuring the late Ollie Woodson on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
It's hard to see. You got to. But you're going to make it. Just keep breathing.
No matter what's going on,
Curly,
he'll make it all.
I know you will.
But you better stay strong.
Still
encouraged. I know right now it's impossible to see.
Talking to the